Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm and warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, making for a pleasant evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel is preparing for potential conflict with Iran. This comes amidst threats from Trump's Pickaxe Mountain and a growing U.S. military presence. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the U.S. will use British bases for defensive strikes against Iran. This follows Prime Minister Burnham's approval. Also this hour, JNS announces a new reciprocal trade agreement between the U.S. and Jordan. This builds on their existing free trade pact. Separately, I-24 News highlights the signing of an updated trade agreement between the U.S. and Jordan. The deal aims to enhance economic ties. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that American escalation in Iran could draw Israel into further conflict. Jerusalem estimates an increased likelihood of involvement. From X, the latest. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, shared an image moments ago, captioning it, "This is Israel." Mark Dubovitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted 16 minutes ago about Iran's deep tunneling at Pickaxe Mountain, questioning its vulnerability to U.S. military options. Middle East 24, a regional news service, posted 18 minutes ago that President Trump has ordered U.S. airlines to begin direct flights to Lebanon, signaling a shift in U.S. policy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation with Iran, Ynet reports that Israel is on high alert amid fears of entering a conflict with Iran. The U.S. military buildup and Trump's threats from Pickaxe Mountain are key factors. Qatar and Oman are pushing for a 10-day ceasefire to de-escalate tensions. The regional stability remains at risk if these diplomatic efforts fail. Turning to the U.S. decision to use British bases, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Prime Minister Burnham has approved the use of these bases for defensive strikes against Iran. This decision continues the policy of Burnham's predecessor. It marks a significant step in the U.S.'s strategic approach, potentially increasing tensions with Iran. Meanwhile, the reciprocal trade agreement between the U.S. and Jordan, JNS highlights that this deal expands market access for U.S. exporters. It deepens economic and security cooperation between the two nations. This agreement could serve as a model for further U.S. economic engagement in the region. On the updated U.S.-Jordan Trade Pact, I-24 News reports that the deal aims to reduce trade barriers and improve strategic cooperation. By enhancing economic ties, both countries hope to foster greater regional stability and prosperity. And finally, Israel's assessment of the U.S.-Iran escalation. Israel Hayom notes that there is a rising concern in Jerusalem about joining a potential campaign against Iran. American actions may draw Israel into a broader conflict. This development could have significant implications for Israeli national security. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Cincinnati Reds are partnering with Israeli firm Flexer. They will expand AI use across baseball operations, enhancing data processing. Separately, CTech discusses new AI infrastructure opportunities. Flexible grid connections and on-site power could enable faster development without lengthy network upgrades. And finally, Globe's reports on Teva's stock performance. Despite recent losses, analyst Ori Hershkovitz predicts a 31% upside for the Israeli pharmaceutical company. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.